The rabbits are fighting at the moment.
They're fighting.
So I have them separately because apparently when one of them goes to the vet, it's like they come back. And I think cats have this too, where like they come back smelling really different. The other one's like, wait, what the fuck, bro?
Oh, yeah.
So kind of in my room right now is a harrowing tale of how illnesses can affect a family.
They're just like, for both the mama and the kids.
Yeah.
You've gone like mentally ill from the hospital surgery. Bills. Yeah.
Because one of them had surgery and now they're in like a separate little, I made them a little hutch.
That's
in a little, they have a little cozy house, but they're separated in the middle. So I will totally bring them out though. You can meet
them. Okay.
Yeah,
I would love to meet them.
The cute little guys.
Yeah. Those little nuggets.
Thank you. Yeah. Absolutely.
So cute.
We've talked about it on the Patreon, but Kenyon saved their life because my AC broke in the middle of this heat wave.
Oh,
and so
God.
For a minute in this room, like in this little cozy room,
there was two big rabbit cages. Maddie was on the floor and then I was ill in my bed.
And all three of us slept in here because it was the only AC.
It's like a Willy Wonka scene with the four grandparents sitting down.
Wow, yeah. That is so scary. But good for you. What a gentleman.
Yeah, you know, I have no choice. I can't afford to live anywhere else.
Bring the rabbits in here. Yeah. We'll save them all. Yeah. What a hero. He's going to be a good dad.
Yeah, pretty much. You got to do what you can for the family. Yeah, absolutely. Take care of the boys.
How's your cat? You got a cat, right? You got a hairless cat? Am I making that up?
No. I have two cats. I have a hairless cat and I have a Devon Rex, which is a hypoallergenic cat. They're the cats with like the curly hair.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I've never even seen those.
Oh, yeah. They do. They're because I'm allergic to cats, so we had to pay a lot of money to get these cats, and I love them so much. But yeah, the hairless cat I'm actually more allergic to than the Devon Rex. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're allergic to just how ugly it looks?
No. How dare you? I love that thing more than my own boobs. I don't know why I chose my boobs, but I love them so much. But they both look like little, like one looks like a gremlin and one looks like a goblin. It's very sweet.
Wait, so you're not at zero allergy, it's just like less and you tolerate it?
Well, now it's zero. Although I will say when my hairless cat rubs up against my face, I will like sniff and get itchy and
whoa.
Well, that shows how much you love them.
Yes.
You're willing to break out in hives for them.
I mean, literally on my face, too. Like, Jesus. It's damn. Like, it just turns bright red, but I love it so much.
I mean, I've loved things that are bad for me, but never to that. Multiple times, I feel like my body's breaking out in hives every time I go out with a chick with a net tattoo.
I was going to say, women do it all the time. We're going out with men, and they kill us. So
he's strangling you, and you're like, he's so strong.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's going to be able to hold a child.
A hypoallergenic man is just a quadriplegic.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah. All right. I can see what you're working with here. Okay. But yes, I love them so much. Benny and Bowie are their names.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. They're great. Do you have any?
Do I have any animals?
Do you have any furry children?
I kind of just took out the bunnies are enough for me. The bunny, I take care of them when Maddie's out of town.
Yeah,
I
we do joke attached. That it's like, you're the dad that stepped up.
I am the dad that stepped up.
Yeah.
I care about the boys. I mean, the other day I was feeding them. And they were, it really does feel like I am because you have like a baby camera on them.
You called me and you're like,
are you home right now? The bunnies have gotten out of the enclosure.
I did not use that tone.
I know, but it felt like, it's like I gave you one goddamn job while I'm out making the money for the household. And I'm like, I put like an Xbox controller down. I'm like, fuck.
No, I was
you guys have to fight on my day off.
I was like so apologetic. I was like, I'm so sorry that I'm asking you this, but on the camera, they did get out of the cage.
And then I had to wrangle. I would give a little bunny wrangler. We go on. I like when I come with the food. They're all excited. They come out. I got the other cat, Mozzie's around.
Yeah,
I got all the fun of pets, but I don't have the direct responsibility.
Yeah. That's kind of killer. Yeah.
Which is kind of the
best. Like being an aunt.
You
get to hang
uncle.
Out with the children, but then when they start to be bitchy, you're like, well, these are yours.
Done, yeah.
So. Yeah, but then you're the parent, and you're like, I'll just.
When I need a $10,000 surgery, I'm like, well, it is Maddie's.
Bro. Yeah. Was it $10,000?
It was close to that, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we're making stickers if you want to buy one, because I am in a lot of debt right now.
Yeah, no, I get that. Stickers are great. That's what I do. That's my merch.
Really?
Stickers, baby.
Wait, I saw your merch in Vegas, maybe, at the Cellar.
Yeah. One that says Jizz Raccoon.
Yeah.
Jizz Raccoon's great.
I forget who the other comic on the show is, but they were like, I don't know that bit of hers. So for a second, we just thought it was like Caitlin Palufo, jizz raccoon.
that's like your get her done.
Yeah, I it's an old bit, but the stickers sell really well, so I keep doing it.
Yeah.
But I recently got new merch, and it's a pickle pussy popper. So
whoa,
more current bit.
Yeah, right? That's great. You gotta upgrade.
You gotta upgrade. So it's just a pickle jar with it saying pickle that pussy also. Popper.
That's sick.
Which is fun. Yes.
That rips.
So, yeah, yeah. My little sister drew it. It's a family affair.
That's so okay. cute.
That's great. The whole fam, like a quilt.
The whole family. Bacon. Yes, yeah. Exactly. We all have a hand in Caitlin's career. That's why I'm doing so badly. Yeah.
In the fam. Are your siblings in the arts?
My little sister is. She's an illustrator.
Whoa.
But she works at Trader Joe's at the moment, but she does art on the side, and she does art shows and stuff.
Does she do the chalkboards at Trader Joe's? Because those are
No.
Artists.
They're working her way up to the chalkboards.
Oh, because I was like,
open with the chalkboards.
No.
I was like, legitimately, if I was like a visual artist and I got hired at Trader Joe's, I'd be like, great. It's like being a cruise ship comic or something, dude. I'd be like, I'm making a living, doing what I love. Yeah. I can't complain.
It's technically paying my student loan. It's using my debt. But she's like a manager at Trader Joe's.
Oh, wow.
And then she does art on the side. My older sister, she is a nurse, but she is probably the most gifted of all of us. She can draw and she can sing and stuff.
Wow.
And
she chooses to save lives and stuff.
Yeah. But now she's like a stay-at-home mom. She's like, I don't have to work. I'm not going to work. And damn. I'm like, so you're the smartest of us all. Okay.
Wait, because you were like a visual artist too, right? Did you go to art school?
I went to art school, but I can't draw or anything. So I did like photography and video.
Oh, nice.
And performance, yeah.
Wait, were you doing like cool conceptual video installation, like real the sky on the dude?
It was you're so speaking bad.
My language.
That's big oh Maddie my God. Energy.
I'm very much up that alley.
I mean, it was so bad. Like, I was doing video art where it was like one of them, oh my God, it was so sad. I had I had my friends all fill balloons filled with paint.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd have them throw them at my naked body. And then I filmed it as it exploded off of my chest and shit like that.
That's kind of sick,
dude.
Yeah,
it was like, yeah, it was so stupid. We're going to find this video. You're like, what a dumb, dumb video.
you can pull a Karen Fee and start selling that for like $20,000 a month.
What are you doing? Yeah, that's a Patreon right there. You're like, I made these dumb career creators.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, it was so dramatic.
Me and Maddie are going to start just having mud fights. Spin the backyard fully naked. So.
I'm very close to that. Yeah. Literally, I started doing thirst traps on Instagram.
Dude, and they're pretty killer, if I may say so much. Respectfully, no homo.
Please,
they're,
homo away. Oh my God, I need
killer.
It.
It's like sick. Do you feel like, not to get too serious, but do you feel like there's a... because comedy is such a boys club, sometimes I'm like... Well, we talked about this a little bit, actually. That sometimes I'm like scared to be feminine or post like a cute picture because I'm like... And it doesn't even make sense. I'm like, Shane Gillis isn't going to think I'm cool. It's like, he doesn't even know you exist. You know what I mean? But I'm like, there's something weird about being like feminine in it. Do you feel more like empowered to do that now?
I feel, well, I lost a bunch of weight and I got all jacked. And all I want to do is like show everybody how jacked I am because it was so expensive. It cost a lot of money and time.
Oh, for like a personal trainer.
Yeah. So I
feel that.
But then also it's just like a stats game. When they were like doing a deep dive on my socials, and I did one post where my highest post where I got the most clicks in my stories was a boxing one. And I got like 15 clicks or something like that.
Whoa.
And then I posted one picture of me just top half in a bikini. Flexing, so you still see all my muscles, but I was like, I made some witty comment and then witty and then it was just a picture of me in a swimsuit, and it got 130 clicks.
Jesus, in a
on
story?
The ticket link. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I was like,
all right, sounds like I'm going to post photos of me in a swimsuit. Break in the bikini. We're going to sell out Denver, Daddy.
I literally had that same thought, though. I'm like, if I lose weight, will I do better on social media and then be able to move tickets better?
Yes. I am living proof that yes.
You can
be as funny as fucking Shane Gillis, but if Shane Gillis was wearing a fucking tube top, he'd probably sell out tickets.
And especially if you're a girl.
If you're a girl, yeah.
I think it's also like so many of there are girls that like comedy, but by and large I think a lot of comedy fans are men. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to get into that like algorithm, if they're like, oh, hot girl, and then you're funny, it's kind of like come for the tits, stay for the comedy.
I would feel worse about it if I didn't have anything to back it up.
It's not like it's like a Matt Rife thing.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Oh my my God, Maddie.
Yeah. He's really got going for us on this video. I think he's too busy on his yacht to care about the riffs we're doing in her bedroom that's mostly mold here.
But it's not like there are people who are kind of like just thirst trap, no comedy. But if you can pull off both, kind of genius.
Because I felt gross about it at first. That's why I kept doing it like workout gear, you know? But then I was like, I actually feel good. Like, this is the first time I've ever worn a skirt. You saw me in my skirt yesterday.
And they're so cute. It makes me so happy.
Thank you so much. I was wearing a skirt and I was like, who am I? And then I was like, I'm cute. That's who I am. You know, like it's a weird.
I'm a former fat as well. And there's a burning desire for you to absolutely post photo. Because you're like, everyone needs to know. And they're like, you're just normal now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're not super hot. You're just a normal guy. And I'm like, no, but compared to before. Sure. I didn't know about this.
I think
this.
Once a month I'm going to post a before and after just to remind people.
Yeah, people got to know the journey. And I know what you're working with.
I'm not trying to be cocky. This was a thing. Okay. Yeah. This was a conscious effort.
If you would have kids, this is my theory, I think it's better to be fat first. Okay. Like, have them be like fat/morbidly obese for until maybe 17, 18, and then go on a fitness journey, and then they're going to be really cool. They'll have a personality and they'll be hot. They got to build the personality first.
Well, that's, you could also, I mean, I wasn't fat growing up, but I got the shit kicked out of me.
Yeah, but you
throw that both. Builds personality in a different way.
Yeah.
Like schoolyard fights kind of thing?
No. Like, still not being good enough. Emotionally.
Yeah.
So I still developed a personality. I played a lot of sports too, and my parents were very hard on me, in a good way. I love you. They watch everything I do. Yeah. So I had good parents, but you know, it was a struggle. We all have our own struggles.
Sure.
We're having fun.
It is weird that you can have like the most perfect parents ever, and you're still like talking about stuff in therapy, and you're like, but they're like so good. Like, I always think about, I'm like, pre-therapy, was everyone just fucked up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's like crazy.
100%.
Yeah. Well, and our parents are of the generation that not a lot of them went to therapy.
Yeah.
And so they did the best that they could, but they were literally doing what their parents did. So it's like, this is the first generation where we're stopping the cycle of generational trauma.
And it's also like, you think about like when your grandparents were born and what they grew up with, and then they parented your parents. It's like, we're really not that far away from ideals that were so different than the world that we're living in now. So it like, it is pretty amazing that we make progress parenting from generation to generation. Yeah.
Exactly. Because
it's like, I don't know. It's like, it could be so much worse. Like, I remember my mom being like, she's like, when I was a kid, you know, like, you know, it would just be normal for adults to come and like take candy out of your hands and be like, no. And it's like, you know what I mean? Be like, oh, you're a little pudgy. Just like say that offhandedly. And it's like, that's like crazy to me. Like if someone did that to my kid, I'd fucking kill him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I used to get spanked. You know, that was my punishment. Yeah. But my mom used to get beat with like a paddle, you know?
Jesus.
So it was like, she would be like, I'm so sorry. I spanked you. And I was like, Mom, you're fine.
Yeah.
Compared to what you could have done to me and would have thought it was okay. You're mother of the year. You know what I mean? Because she got her ass handed to her because her mom was raised in an orphanage during the Great Depression.
What?
You know, so it's like...
Wait, what?
Yeah. My grandma, she was
your
raised...
grandma's Oliver Twist? Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, she turned out to be a pretty big badass. She lived to be 98.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but her and her twin brother were in an orphanage, and she said those were the good days.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a tough woman.
Yeah, my
grandmother's the same way.
Can I ask what happened to her parents?
Her mom... the dad would just kind of left. Was never around. And then I believe the mom was a little alky soused. But she, it was more of a like, I have alcoholism. I cannot take care of my children, but I will visit them while they're in the orphanage.
That's like almost harder.
Yeah. Yeah. But
it's happening, dude. Yeah. A lot of kids in here for you to hang with. That's solid. Yeah. Nina Brewski, you're looking real sad.
Also, orphanage is so... old timey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I hear you've heard
about foster care.
Yeah,
we have abortions now.
That's true.
Yeah. But I'm like, I don't know when the last time I saw an orphanage was. Like to me, an orphanage even in America is all British children.
An orphanage is
almost always Brits.
And it's porridge and it's
they've never upgraded.
No.
No, the funding has stayed the same since the 1800s.
Yeah. Nuns. Dude, lots of nuns.
That is crazy.
But yeah, isn't that wild? But yeah, so we would like all make fun of grandma's got four freezers and she's saving every kind of food there is. And it's like, well, yeah, she was born without food. She had no food.
Oh my God. Yeah, and the Great Depression on top of that. Yeah, it's like, what are orphan rations in the Great Depression?
They're like first on the list, I'll tell you that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn. So but, yeah, that to spanking is a pretty good.
Right?
I feel like that's a lot worse.
Yeah. It was like, one abandoned her child, and then the other one got beat, and now I just get a little light tap on the booty because I did try and kill cats. So
what?
You tried to kill cats?
Well, not kill them. I okay.
It's self-defense. You were allergic.
Exactly. No, I, well, it was like, we had these cats and I love them, but I play too hard. I play very hard.
You're doing Mice and Men with the cats. You're like, oh, can I hug a tiger?
Pretty much.
And then, the way they spank you, it's just like, think of the cats, Caitlin.
Well, I always had like a nice thought. Like, I went on my first roller coaster and I wanted my cat Moonlight to understand what it felt like to be on a roller coaster. So I put her in a cat carrier and then swung her around. Like,
oh my God.
And then I would shake it and be like, it's a lot like this, Moonlight. And my mom's like, oh my God, we have a serial killer on our hands. So
and
yeah,
all they
I got
did, and they're like, all right, let's do a weird fetish punishment. Yeah. That'll even her out. That won't add to the weird at all.
I mean, it's why really kinky.
It's always like a standard punishment. My parents just, it was just whatever they had in their hands, they angrily threw at me.
Yeah.
There wasn't any sort of like discipline to it. It was just like, there's a ball in my hand, I'm mad, and throw it right now.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. And you just learn dodging stills, you know? It's like Neo in the Matrix. There's my mom's high heel just going right above my head.
Yeah. And you were still chubby with all that workout. Just
I had that cardio. That's really going back and forth. Yeah, that's like a Pacers.
Wow.
I am, actually. That's what I was doing. The bowl of Cheerios and grab each one. Yeah.
He's a growing boy.
Yeah, doing it.
But yeah, ooh. And I would just, you know, I wasn't a great kid. I was a troublemaker.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I torture cats to death.
Yeah, I torture cats.
I'm a bit of a class clown, just a forest on fire.
I was kind of a little bit of a bully because I was the big kid and I would get made fun of for being a big kid. So then I would like act out and like fight boys.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of badass.
Not really, kind of cool. Because they were nice. Like some boys were nice to me, but then they would like, I don't know. I was just, it was like trying to be like, you can't hurt me, I'll hurt you. You know,
yeah,
it was that kind of mentality. But I was also huge. I was a huge kid.
Were you really like tall? And
yeah, I was the tallest one in my grade until fifth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Wait, how tall are you now?
5'8".
That's pretty tall.
Not comparatively.
Maybe I'm just tight. I'm just
short.
I'm like 5'3", maybe.
Wow!
I got a tiny little. My friends used to make fun of me in high school that my feet were so small. They're like, "How do you stand up on a windy day?" Like,
what size feet are you?
I'm a women's 7.
That is tiny. That's tiny little lady feet.
Little lady feet.
I got 8.5s here, baby.
Oh, let's go, dude.
Yeah.
I got fucked up toes, though.
You got fucked up
toes? I got my
sell
dad.
Sell the pics online. Make dude, some money, man.
I've like thought about it, and I'm like, I think they're like ugly for feet fetish people. You know what I mean?
Like,
I
some think, people like the fucked up feet.
Do they really? I feel like they like the like perfect little like.
No, you'll find your niche. Charge more.
I just somebody
maybe
did
the niche is being funny. I'm just gonna advocate from the other side.
Yeah, because I'm also like, if I
don't know, every girl's gotta have an angle.
I start selling shit online and it doesn't make money, I will kill myself.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing. You get OnlyFans and you make like $60, and you're like,
yeah.
Now I'm just naked and I have no money. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah, we'll have on the Patreon me sitting on a pie or something.
Sitting on a pie.
No pants. Of course. No,
that's
so
funny to start an OnlyFans but make it a high tier the Patreon, so you're like, you can have my naked pictures, but you are gonna listen to the fucking
podcast. You're listening to this goddamn work that I'm doing. I'm recording the Patreon while I'm doing like I have like a fucking dildo on my ass that you can vibrate.
You will enjoy
welcome
this.
To Patreon.
We have to hear my thoughts first. Yeah. I'm still a being that has thoughts.
Dude, I did a guy DM'd me one time though and asked for feet pics, mm-hmm. and I was like, how much could I charge that I wouldn't be embarrassed? And I was like, $300 I would do it, but I think that's probably way too high.
That is way too high.
Never say no without a number.
You should find this guy in my DMs.
I get dominatrix ones a lot.
Really?
Guys, it's happened to me at least, I want to say, 2 digits, 10, 15 times. Guys DMing me,
I'm
like,
sorry,
hey.
About that, by the way. It's just, you know, I'm already thinking over an answer. I just thought, what about this offer?
Shoot it out.
Yeah.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, will you dominate me? Will you yeah, do you do dominating? Do you do, one was like, I'll give you money just to like take my money.
Whoa.
Which that one felt
like
a,
yeah.
Financial
yeah.
domination.
That one felt like, I was like, I don't trust anything that seems like a scam.
Guys are, there are guys that are into that.
Yeah,
though.
No, yeah. That's a big thing. Mm-hmm.
But I won't.
But it's, yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Then he's yeah, because like, what's the info they'd want from you
exactly.
or something?
Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, I, that's what I get a lot.
Wow.
No
would you ever? Would you ever just accept money from a sad no. dude? No.
I would literally be like, come to a show, buy a sticker. You can pay whatever you want for
that's
that
true.
Sticker.
Yeah. That's would they just so tip funny. You a grand for this? Yeah, yeah, you can just roast people while they're buying stickers.
I mean, some
you
guys
have to
give
clean
me,
up all the cum in the merch line, but.
I mean, I some people give me like $100 for a sticker.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah. That's happened to me sick. With my little dumb merch before. I yeah. think it's like a big tip. Sometimes yeah. I'm like, don't fucking patronize me. Yeah. Okay, I don't need your $100.
Patronize me away.
Yeah.
Okay, please God. But yeah, it's boys are weird. And
yeah.
The thing is, I get less creepy messages now that I lost weight than I did before.
Really? Mm. You were getting dominatrix messages pre being jacked?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah,
so, interesting. Oh, I thought it was now that you're jacked, people. Mm-hmm. Now it's too scary. They're like, well, no, she'll kill me.
Now I don't get hit on at all.
Really?
I do not get hit on. Mm-mm.
That blows my mind.
People are nicer to me, but I don't get hit on.
Do you think men. There's a thing of like, well, you're so out of my league that I'm not going to... Do you know what I mean? Like, I it mean, almost feels less accessible or something?
Wouldn't that be nice? If I had the confidence to actually think that. Thank you so yeah. much.
You just plant that in. Inception, yeah.
But genuinely, yeah. I think sometimes the hottest girls actually don't get hit on as much because guys are like... She'd never
you're like, well,
look
that's
at
an
me.
Alien, essentially. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What am I doing? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what? The, wonderful. That would be great, but I yeah. don't think that's it. I think I just look like a man now.
No, you really don't. No, we're going with Maddie Positivity thought. You're too beautiful to be hit on. Everyone leaves the cast with a new positive delusion. All right. Okay, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
you're
right.
Snow White.
I'll think that.
Wait, because yeah, you talk about it in your set, though, of being, like, jacked and wanting to get big. Is there, like, a... How does... I guess, sorry to just be asking, like, boring gay questions, but I'm curious. Like, how
it's
does, like...
so gay.
So
but
boring,
how does, like, masculinity,
so
femininity play into that for you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel feminine when you're strong and big, or do you feel masculine and like that? Or, like, what's your personal...
It's
you know
actually
what I mean?
In flux. I got my IUD taken out, and it really threw me for a loop.
Dude, mine's wearing mm-hmm. off. I started getting my period again, mm-hmm. and I, like, it... I feel, like, womanly.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I feel like I was numb, and now it's, like, now everything is awake.
Wow. You
know, even, like, music is different now, because I hear the music, and it, before I would just be like, this is a nice song, but now I'm, like, thinking of things, like, it's inspiring things, and it's, like... triggering things in my brain, like images in my brain.
Holy shit.
Wow,
it's
that's
crazy.
Kind of, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, but it's so it's like so now I'm like I think I am more feminine at my most natural state, but I've had this IUD in for 8 years
mm.
that I was like just
fucking other non-hormonal like. Ones or
yeah, but they're apparently very painful and you get a heavier period.
Damn.
Yeah, and your so. Periods are more painful too. There's like yeah. a copper one.
Yeah.
But it's like kind of gnarly. Yeah. And it lasts for like 12 years or something. Yeah. But yeah. We do you was there a Was there any cause and effect, chicken and the egg, with your fitness kick and getting the IUD out?
No, I started the fitness kick 7 months ago, 8 months ago.
Was it really only that long ago?
Yeah.
What wow, a big transformation.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable.
No,
stop
go
me
ahead.
About, but like you completely transform. I mean, you like, that's crazy that was only 7 months. I feel like most people, it takes like 2 years to make that kind of change.
Well, I also... I'm a poor person, so if I'm paying for something, like it was $700 a month.
God damn.
That's
nutrition
rent.
And maybe at this place, but
yeah. No, that's true.
It's less than that.
Good.
No, but it was $700 a month for nutrition and personal training. And so it was like, okay, if I'm going to spend this much money, like, I'm going to be fucking fit.
Yeah.
Because what am I spending my money on right now? A fucking Peacock, you know? Hulu, you know? So it's like, okay.
Well, and it'll weirdly, gross as this is, make you money because your engagement's doing better. Like, it probably will make you money.
I mean, I hope so, but We'll say I have to keep writing jokes. I can't just be like, I'm a pretty face now.
Yeah, there's a good amount of comics that do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just stop doing comedy and just...
Yeah, like just, hot. Yeah. Yeah, just sell skin cream or whatever. Yeah.
Honestly, I'll sell whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. I have to make back this $700 a month. Yeah.
But, cheerleader for Raytheon.
What is Raytheon?
This is a weapons manufacturing company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make like drones and...
You guys... I feel like you guys read a lot of Reddit.
We met. Okay. I'm not even gonna fight you on that. Okay.
And I think we're also from like Reddity families, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's these things that I think are common knowledge, and I'm like, that's just because we like talked about it at the dinner table growing up, but like that is weird.
Me and Maddie both used to frequent the same anarchist bookstore when we were in high school, but we didn't know it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, real like, you know what I mean, ships in the night.
Yeah. Wow.
And then later we were like, did you also go to the anarchist bookstore? And we're like, yeah. And the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
That's yeah. Nice. Yeah. My family was like, so sports are the only thing you're good at. Let's do that. We would only talk about sports.
No, my parents are such nerds that they were like, with love. They're like very smart, thoughtful people. But it was like that, but school.
Yeah.
And my dad especially was like, because he's really smart. And I think he was, it's kind of what you said where you're like, yes, you're pushing me hard, but it is love. It's him being like, no, I know you're smart. So I'm not going to let you do less than what you can.
Yeah.
But then you do get like, I became like, my own neuroticism became like such a perfectionist about it that I remember first B I got, I was like beating myself up, being like, you're a piece of shit, blah, blah, was like,
yeah,
I'm fucking not worth anything.
Well, then. The perfectionist thing, that's gone with us living together now. You're very much fine with the kitchen being an F all the goddamn time.
Ooh, I like this. Let's fight.
Look, I just got my Adderall prescription raised. We're working on the ADHD, okay? It's really, we're getting there.
All right.
My psychiatrist today was explaining to me, she was like, well, it's part of the way ADHD works is like, you know, everyone has like, she's really simplifying it. She's like, the lizard brain, and then you have your like smart person brain that's like in the prefrontal cortex and makes decisions and stuff. And she's like, basically in ADHD, those are separated. So she was like, in the most clinical way possible, was like, well, you have like a dumb lizard brain, and that's what controls your life. And so you need this medication so that you can like be a rational person. Yeah, because she was like, basically what's happening right now is you like, you think things and then you don't do them. And then you follow your base impulses. And I was like, that sounds about right. Yeah. So we were working on that.
Good for you.
But now I got so many add-ons. I got the fucking IUD-2 and the Prozac and the Adderall and the... But dude, you know what though? I felt bad because I know we were talking about IUD removal. I found a place that'll do it under anesthesia.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Getting it out was horrific pain.
It's scary.
It was so bad. But I will say getting it in was worse because it's in there and then you have to like learn how to live with it in your body for 2 weeks and it feels like there's something in your body for 2 weeks and it's very painful.
And when they like clamp you open, it's like I can't even describe. It's like a clamp on an internal organ. Yeah. It's like a feeling I didn't even know you could have where you're like, I'm being grabbed by this metal clasp in the middle of my body.
It's all just because your boyfriend's like, I don't want to wear a condom. Come on, I gotta wear a condom. Doesn't feel as good. And you're like, cry. You look like you're in a medieval torture chamber.
Yeah, like Edward Scissorhands up there.
And they're like, oh, I guess this is a sacrifice I'll have to make. He's like eating a Snickers bar in the corner. He's like, so we're gonna go raw.
Yeah. Terrible. Honestly, we want you to go raw too. Condoms suck.
Condoms suck. Thank you. Suck.
No, I mean, yeah.
It's way so better. I know. Yeah. I was the one pushing for an IUD. I was like, I'd rather, because it lets you have sex the way that like you're supposed to have sex.
God intended.
Like kind of, yeah. I'm like, yes. That's it. Feels better for a reason. Yeah.
And then no periods. You're just living like a man. Life is so easy.
That
is no, you never get to complain.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel that. Saying silent on the pod.
The no periods is life-changing. Yeah.
I got my IUD, stopped getting periods, and I was on TV 6 months later.
Just the amount of extra time you had.
It was wild. So much free space. Yeah. I broke up with my boyfriend and it wasn't working. Like, literally, I got my life.
You think
life
we could cure
together.
Cancer if we give every woman an IUD? Like, the time back? We're like, we have, like, if we gave civilizations across space.
If we gave every woman an IUD and every man a muzzle, I think
we'd be onto something. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, think about it. From the time you're what, like 12, 15 on, that's a quarter of your life that's spent basically like feeling sick. I mean, for me, I'm like, if I could, I would like call out of work. Like, this is pretty gnarly.
And feeling angry for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I get. I get depressed and I get it mad.
Ooh,
I
really?
Start fighting. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, also,
where's
this
that cat
is,
at?
This is the first 3 months I've had an actual period again. So it was like, I was relearning what it is. Like, I'm literally standing in the aisle of like tampons being like, what do I get? Like, I had no idea. But it's like.
Are you like boxing hard as fuck now, though? You know what I mean? Like, harnessing that energy?
Yeah. I was really hitting the bag. But it only lasts for like 2-3 days.
Oh, wow.
The anger and the sadness.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rest of it, I'm okay.
There's some people who have, I forget what it's called, but I had friends who had it. Like, this like disorder. It's like menopausal, whatever the fuck, dysphoric something. They basically get like suicidal on their period.
Yeah.
Like every time it's like an emergency.
Yeah.
So they like take medications and shit. It's like.
That's insane.
But yeah. And, dude, I was like, this is crazy. How do people survive with this for this long? And I'm like, oh, because when we were evolving in the woods, you like never had a period because you would get pregnant, have the kid, and then get pregnant again in succession, because most of them would die. You just be pregnant for most of your life.
Ugh, that sounds awful.
So periods were like a weird, horrible thing that was like, oh my god, yeah, I'm supposed to be pregnant right now. And we're like, oh, every month. And it's like, yeah, because we're supposed to be pregnant like quite literally all the time, which is another type of hell.
Yeah.
I mean, I say supposed to be. I just mean like biologically.
Well, no, all right. 2024 looks incels. Like that's coming back.
Yeah, not like a fucking, Project 2025 kind of like. That's part of why I'm getting another IUD is I'm like, who the fuck knows? In New York, knock on wood, hopefully we'll be okay. But like, I don't know what the fucking future of birth control is going to look like. That's like, I remember the day that, I might have said this on the podcast before, but like the day that Trump first got elected, like that week, came into high school senior year, like 5 girls throughout the class, like a bunch of us all just had heating pads under our desk because everyone ran out and got an IUD
because
they were like scared of it.
It's gonna be terrifying. Anyway, anyway, don't DM me. I don't care. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. Dude, we need you to Dom Trump.
Yes.
Get him in line. Beat his ass,
absolutely.
Dude.
Absolutely. More than just the ear. Slap him with a whip in the ear.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's been financially dominated by the IRS for years now, I think.
Yeah, oh, my God.
That's true. Dude, he could have been dummy.
This, like, the go-to Dom for politicians, millions of dollars right there. They got to be all into that.
They all probably are. Yeah. Or they're gay.
Yeah.
A lot of them are
that's
gay.
That's true. Most of them.
Yeah, I'll get Lindsey Graham. That's what
yeah.
And be like, ew. Oh, God. But we're going to be fine. We're going to
be fine.
It's going to be good. We got the bunnies.
We got the bunnies.
I like the kids. I'm like, doesn't matter if I'm falling apart. I got to keep a strong face for the family.
It really is. Yeah. I've had that before where I'm like, I don't want to post this clip. I look weird. And I'm like, I gotta buy hay, goddammit. We gotta move tickets.
Can you tell her what you told me the other day about?
Oh, yeah. It's embarrassing, and I know it's wrong, but there was a moment where Yoshi was getting surgery, and I had to, like, run from the cellar to the, or from the vet to the cellar. I was, like, sobbing. I'm crying in the bathroom, and I gotta, like, wipe it off and go on stage, and I actually had, like, a great set, and for a moment, I know this is cringeworthy, but there's a half a second in my brain where I was like, oh, it's like Louis said, once you have kids, none of this matters, and you actually go, balls to the wall. And I was like, no, this is not the same.
Yeah.
This is not the same. But I did have
it's
a better set.
It's costing you about the same.
It makes you that be more true. Present.
Yeah.
It makes
and
you
I was
be more
like,
present.
I was like, this comedy becomes like a silly, fun thing again because you're like, that's real life.
Yeah.
Bunny surgery is, I get, you know what I mean, not the most harrowing thing in the country. But it was like a real problem that I'm responsible for that I'm dealing with.
That was pretty
and then
dark.
You go to comedy and it's like, yeah, this is silly, which is how you should approach it. When you're like, comedy is incredibly serious.
Yeah.
It's like not
it's so
fun.
Weird, yeah.
And they can tell.
Yeah. Time to put my clown face on.
Yeah.
Show yeah. I make them giggle like nobody else. Like, all right, let's calm down.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of laughs per minute is the most like soul-sucking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right. Yeah. I get it. You should like objectively be killing, but it's like, the idea of like, you like
someone wrote that down on a piece of it, laughs per minute, and they took stats. Like doing that, having a spreadsheet for laughs per minute.
Oh,
that
yes,
is
that's
so sad.
There's a lot of math comedians.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh,
Matt Rife.
That's just the name of the episode. It just becomes Matt Rife. Fuck you, Matt Rife. You know where I'm at.
Let him live. Let him live.
Yeah, what is he doing now? He's off tour, right?
No, I think he's doing crowd work specials.
Oh, with the mic?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's got a little TED Talk mic.
I was joking with like Jamie and I think Emil about like now that he has the little, beige mic, but he still, what if he still does the like slap on the knee thing and he just has to like fucking just bang his head into his knee to show how funny he is?
Oh, let him bang. Let him bang.
He's doing his thing.
To each your own.
He's multimillionaire.
I know.
We'll be fine.
We're all doing great. We're doing great.
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, helping the bunnies stay alive. Yeah. Good stepfather. Stepping in. Being a better dad to those bunnies than my dad was to me. So there this is generational progress.
Did you guys match your microphones on purpose?
I literally just noticed that right now.
This happens to us
well,
a lot.
Well, we kind of picked these covers because they were our favorite colors. Yeah. And I think we just tend to kind of gravitate.
I didn't even realize. Do you ever tell her about Santa Claus?
Dude. Yeah. Okay, wait. So do you know this game where... You and another person at the you go 1, 2, 3 and you both just say a random word that pops into your head.
Okay.
And let's say you said spaghetti and I said, you know, lamppost.
Okay.
Then we try to come then you go again 1, 2, 3 and you say like noodle, like something that merges the words, and you keep doing that until you say the same word at the same time.
Okay.
Me and Kenyon did this on a mega bus on a tour we did when we were like 18, middle of July, and we were like, oh, let's play this, and we go 1, 2, 3 Santa Claus at the same time. So weird.
Well, have you guys ever kissed?
you're like, we don't know what that is. You're like, it's insane, it's sexual tension.
It's love, I think. It's true love. And in 5 years, you guys are going to be like on top of each other.
That's so
funny. And then
I
get to come to the wedding.
That's so funny, dude.
It's so funny. So funny. I'm fucking calling it right now. Right now. Just wait, motherfuckers.
We have matching tattoos and stuff.
We have matching tattoos,
I feel like I should scoot out of the way.
We're dressed in the Santa Claus colors, too, which is kind of horrible.
We didn't even choose this.
Dude, I had a... I know this is very self-deprecating, but I think it's really funny.
Okay.
I gained a lot of weight when I moved to New York, and it is like... Do you care if I say this?
Yeah, you can say
it. It's just funny because it's like we're living together and we have a podcast, and I was like, me gaining weight was like the perfect... it's like in a novel when the kid throws rocks at their dog and they're like, you gotta get out of here, man! Like, me gaining weight is saving the... is the rock saving the friendship.
That's nice. He's like, I'm so uncomfortable. I gotta tell her she's beautiful now.
We're gonna do the cleanup.
That's so funny. That's so funny. No, it is kind of a running joke because the tattoos, you're like, it's a hard sell to a date to be like, I just don't even, you know.
Yeah, whatever. We're just friends. What's a tattoo? Oh, it's him with his dick in my mouth. But it's, we're just friends.
That's so funny. Wow, there really is a theme on this podcast of people come on and just dress us down. You're taking down tension. Nathan McIntosh was just ripping on the apartment. People just come in and they go...
No one's dressed down that specific thing, though. I feel like that's been...
Yeah. One day you guys will fuck. It will happen. Yeah. And that's okay. That's fine. I fucked a lot of my friends and we're still friends. Actually, that's not true.
I know. You fuck them and you're not friends anymore?
Let me think. No, I'm friendly with all my exes, but my thing is like I don't really sleep around. I go from boyfriend to boyfriend to boyfriend.
Same. I'm for the most part. I'm like casual sex is
like a relationship. I like to be held.
Yeah.
With the safety. There's no benefits anywhere anymore. It's like gig economy for your soul. I know. Get laid off at the moment's notice. You only got part time hours. I can't be doing that bullshit.
I
want a pension for love.
That's
you know what
so
I mean?
Funny.
I want some safety. Yeah. OSHA regulated. Level up.
That's so funny.
I love that you this room is wild. It's very clean. This is your room, I'm assuming. Yes, it's very clean.
What's different?
The accent pillow on the bed of shame. It's just the saddest bed I've ever seen, but then you're like, but I have an accent pillow.
It's a fine bed.
What do you do with that pillow?
It's
a throw pillow. Look at that little gray pillow on the world's dumpiest fucking pillows that you actually sleep on, but you're like, here's a decorative choice.
All right.
Gray,
I'll get some new blankets and stuff with the Patreon.
I mean, but it's very nice. Good plant. Well taken care of plant. Yeah. Do you do this art?
It's my grandma's art.
That's fucking rad. I love that.
It's really cute.
Really
my grandma was an artist too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's still an art
teacher. She's still alive?
Yeah. She's oh, but she's she's great. So I have like her angels and stuff.
So do you think you could live with some angels on your wall when you guys eventually move in together, or
Caitlin? Caitlin, you're gonna shit your pants. There's already one of those at my mom's house. My mom has one and she's hung it up in her house.
Great. And then one day you're gonna get fingered underneath that painting by this man. And you're both gonna love it. They're so uncomfortable. They're not even looking at each other.
No, I can't be doing that. I'm still thinking about the bed. I have a date after this. I'm like, what? I buy a new bed? I was like, I don't have enough time.
No, that's great. I mean, look, if you saw my room is a nightmare. Kenyon's room is the most put together thing in this whole apartment. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. I've been in it.
It's not great.
We're working on it. Also, this is how I used to live when I went to art school.
That's the thing. We are like 20. We are in our 20s.
Yeah.
So there's that excuse.
I'm literally
looking around like, I used to have that. This used to be my bathroom. Yeah, for sure.
Tell me how bad this is. I have an AC unit.
Nice.
And then I had like floor length curtains.
Okay.
But I was like, I can't put it in front of the AC unit. So I just cut it right above the AC unit.
That's fine. I use a clip and I use like a chip clip.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah,
that
for sure.
Been
good. That would have been better.
I cut through them with scissors.
You cut through them with scissors. Very impulsive. There's that lizard brain again.
Yes, the lizard brain.
I need short curtain. ching.
I mean, it literally, it's amazing I haven't given myself more bangs. You know what I mean? Like me,
I'm proud of you.
I have
that
a rule.
That is kind of wild.
I have a rule that I'm like, I cannot fucking cut my hair. Because I know if I was like, let me, I would fuck it up so bad. I would at 3 a.m. be like, let me give a bob. Mm-hmm. The one thing I fucking got going, dude, is the fucking, is the hair. It's not styled right now, but it's like the long hair.
The red was cool.
Thank you. The red is cool. I'm growing it out.
You like it?
Caitlin, fucking chill out. Okay, I still have to live here after this. Don't you fucking put this evil on me.
It's,
right?
It's very nice hair. It's beautiful hair.
All right.
It's lovely hair. It's gorgeous. I bet it would look great with cum in it.
Okay. All right.
You are like truly an agent of chaos.
Yeah. It's just this absolute.
That's awesome.
We've had a two-state solution for like 10 years. And you're just out here. You're just throwing missiles. Hey, willy-nilly.
Yeah, you're tearing up the fucking NATO contract.
Yeah, the demilitarized zone is being absolutely funny.
America's going into chaos, and so is this apartment. Okay. All right? It's gonna be fine, kids. It's gonna be fine. Yeah. It's gonna be fine. Oh, but the hair does look good. It looks great.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
Yeah. You feel like a fun aunt right now. Like, you guys will fuck, but it's good. Everything's gonna be fine.
It'll be fine.
No, you won't be friends for longer than a week. I tell you, you are two strong PBRs away.
As long as the lines of communication are open and honest, you guys can get through anything.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I do
think we can.
Yeah, and we are doing it.
Yeah. We're raising bunnies through this right now.
We're already co-parenting bunnies.
Yeah, we're getting through this awkward podcast.
We're goddamn
we
right.
We almost more have the relationship of like a couple that is like has been divorced for 60 years but co-parented the kids and are like best friends. You know what we have?
Sure.
My grandma is gay. But she loved her husband and was like, we'll raise the kids together. Wow. And they realized that we are like best friends just in a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did they ever go outside of their marriage?
Eventually they got divorced and my grandma had a partner.
Yeah.
And he remarried also.
Yeah. But like, they remained, during the marriage, were they like...
Oh, I don't know.
Dipping?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think they were like good co-parents, and then but then they stayed like best friends until the very end. Like they were genuinely like very close.
That's
and
very
like
sweet.
But it just reminded me of something my aunt said, where she was like, "Oh, I think you can have like soulmates that aren't romantic." Mm-hmm. And I think we like our society like values romantic love so much that it's like we almost are like, well, anything good has to be that, and it's like actually. You know what I mean? I actually think like friendships are more important than like romantic relationships for the most part.
He's devastated.
Single tear falling into the mic.
Oh, so we're just going to be friends. So we're just friends. We'll raise the buddies together. And then when they die, we'll go in separate ways.
Agent of chaos. That's... Absolute aging of chaos.
This was worth the trip. I was sitting in a lot of traffic. This was totally weird.
Yeah, that's true. You came in, you're like, I'm going to find something, I'm going to tear it down.
Yeah. I'm going to make it weird. I feel like mission accomplished.
Yeah, what is this, Pete Holmes podcast? You made it weird, bitch.
Thank you. It's what I do best. You see me on stage. That's all I do. You got your foreskin?
I do have my foreskin.
You have your foreskin. Could you tell?
No. Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah. Wow.
I just got a feeling. You know?
Just a vibe?
Yeah, it's a vibe.
An uncut vibe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you could kind of tell.
What is the uncut vibe?
It's like a...
In general.
It's like a confidence, but also like a reservedness.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's like... All right, it's something I got to explain, you know? Whereas uncut guys are like, here's my dick, you know? But like, or cut guys are like, here's my dick. But like, guys are like, here's my dick, okay? It's like a little more, it's great, it'll do the job, but it's so it's like a confidence with a little asterisk.
I thought you were going to say it's confidence because it's like, they fucking didn't get me, dude. No. It's like
that's how I feel about it,
dude.
I'm a survivor.
Yeah, uncircumcised dude must feel like how Trump feels now, where I'm like, you tried, but you didn't even fucking nick me, bro.
Just right there, just dodges a scalpel. This is my dick taking a photo with my parents next to an American flag, just an uncircumcised penis. We did it.
Your dick getting tackled by doctors, but then pushing his fist in the air. Yeah, dude. Uncut guys have Trump confidence.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's there. Plus, it's also, it's like olives. It's an acquire. It shows that you're more worldly if you like uncircumcised men.
They're probably better communicators, too, because they have to...
You have to communicate I love to come up and you're like, yeah, they'd have to communicate that there's a disappointment.
Well, no,
I think it's because there's like a longer antenna, you know what I mean? Like a radio connection or something.
We could pick it up since,
you're going to be good in World War III because, you know what I mean? You fucking use that to find other survivors or something.
They have a second mouth because it really does look like a little mouth.
No, I think they're, I think it's better. Isn't sex better for men who aren't circumcised too?
It is.
They're more sensitive. Yeah,
I've never used lotion.
Better,
man. Right, I gotta go. I literally have to.
Kenny literally has to leave for a date.
You're leaving for a date.
I'm going for this energy. I gotta go.
No, you don't. You love it.
Gotta save the podcast.
Oh God.
Bye, everybody.
Oh God.
Have a good day.
Sprinting out of here. Bye. We'll see. Oh, he can't leave conveniently.
Oh, you left your headphones. Your headphones. He said, "I don't need them."
Oh boy, did I ruin your friendship? I don't think so. You guys must have had these thoughts before.
I don't think so. We did. We talked about this in the podcast before, so I don't think Kenny would mind me saying it. We did almost date when we first met.
Yeah.
And then he dated someone else, then I dated someone else, and then we ended up being best friends. And then, I mean, yeah.
It'll happen. You don't have to tell them, but like everybody else already knows.
Is that really?
No,
we can cut this on a podcast or anything if we need to, but.
Yeah. No, it's just a vibe. You kind of, once you get to a certain age, you're like, oh, friendship is the best.
Mm.
And he's cute. So it's like, and you're beautiful. So it's like, what's stopping it?
Damn.
Yeah. Figure out your own shit. You don't do it now. But yeah, no, you guys will figure it out.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, but you will.
I love Nadette. He's like my favorite person in the world. And he's like, you know what I mean?
You'll get married. It'll be fun. He's going on a date?
Yeah, he's going on a date.
What's his type?
That's a great question.
What's she look like? He doesn't show you?
No, we show each other people that we're going on dates with and stuff. And like, I'm hamming it up for the podcast a little bit, but I genuinely am like, he's my best friend. You know what I mean? No, she's a cutie patootie. Kenyon kind of gets babes, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, Kenyon's kind of...
Foreskin confidence.
He's kind of getting babes.
Confidence.
No, dude, and yeah, I mean, I said that as a joke, but I was like, that's the other thing too, is like me dating. I'm like, I'm inspired by your fucking globe, dude. I mean, you were cutie patootie before, but like, it really is like, it's cool to see. And I'm also like, damn, I want to be on that so bad that it's like, I don't know. It's very cool.
Yeah. I mean, just make it expensive and then you'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's honestly like another friend of mine, Maddie Smith, you know, Maddie Smith.
Yeah.
She, also had a similar lose weight, but she joined Equinox.
Oh, wow.
And it was at a time when she couldn't afford Equinox. And she was like, well, I will have to go because I'm spending this much money on a gym. Dude. And she did. And she looks great.
Damn. Okay, then maybe that's the move. I mean, I have a Planet Fitness membership, but that's
one's getting ripped at Planet Fitness. People are like, it's like Planet Fitness is like the breaded chicken of eating healthy.
Yeah.
It's like people, it's chicken, but it's like you're, it's covered in fried.
It's people who are like, my doctor said I had to go here or I'll have another heart attack.
Exactly.
Because we're all the posters at Planet Fitness are like, we know you're a fat piece of shit, but we're proud you're here. Like, it's really
sit
like
a massage chair and get a spray tan.
Dude, wait, we talked about this before, but I get such choice paralysis about like, should I try to get like super, super skinny? Or then will guys not like me because I want an ass, so should I get ripped and try to have like a fat ass? And it's like, well, bitch, you're like stalling and now you're just, you're like skinny or muscular. It's like, well, you chose fat because you're not doing either of them. You know what I mean?
I believe what you said was like, should I be super skinny or should I be muscular? And you're like, bitch, go on a walk. It's so funny.
I don't know if that's ADHD lizard brain too, but I'll be like, I'll go on one jog and then I'll Google like how to train for an ultra marathon. like I'm fucking Dan Lamort or something. I'm like, I just go straight to like such an extreme when it's like most people will not get to that extreme.
I mean, literally, if you just, I was big on like small goals. Mm-hmm. So I did everything in 10-pound increments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, and then you get surprised when you meet the goals, and then you get surprised when you meet the goals early.
That's
it's,
pretty sick.
It's, yeah. But it's definitely manageable, but make it expensive. Just make it pricey. It's like an investment.
Wow.
Yeah. And then get rid of all your fat girl clothes. That's what I'm in the process of doing.
Oh, damn.
Because then you can't go back. Because it's too expensive to go back.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
I still have two pairs of jeans that I got to get rid of.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, too, to also be like, let me try on clothes, and I love how I look in them, and they fit me. Like, you only have more options for sizes. Like, I'll go to stores sometimes, and I'm like, love that. Don't have it in my size.
Yeah.
But, and it's so easy to make you like to feel bad because it's like, oh, they don't have it in that size anymore, but it's like the reason they're sold out of that size is because there's a ton of other fat bitches, because it's actually like a lot of people are like overweight, but it's like, yeah, to go in a store and be like boop 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 would be fucking so cool. Also, I think skinny and fit people can get away with wearing like weird ugly clothes. Like, you know, like the clean girl trend, like you'll see girls in like the Lower East Side with like their hair slicked back in a bun, and they're wearing like a low-rise cargo midi skirt, and you're like, bitch, what are you, a midwife in the military? Yeah. Like, what is that uniform? And I'm like, yeah, it looks good, but it's because you're hot. That is an ugly outfit. It's almost bragging to be like, look how fucked up I can dress and still look hot.
That's funny.
I got my tits up to here. Yeah. I got makeup and shit. You know what I mean? I'm like really hamming it up. Yeah.
Yeah. You really.
I mean, I'm calling it ham. I'm fucking bad as hell.
Yeah. I mean, when you, half your wardrobe is black, it's just black. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, you know, someone's hiding.
Well, yeah, when it's black but you're not goth, you're like, hey everybody, how's it going? It's like, bitch,
yeah, we know what you're trying to do. You're trying to be hot.
that's the other thing, kind of like the expensive thing, is I'm like, well, I'm forcing myself to lose weight because of clips. I'm just looking at myself all the time. And I'm
That's what did it for me. It was seeing my clips, and then the podcast that people post. There's one where the angle, clearly produced by a man, the angle was offensive. Okay. And I found the picture after and I'll show you. And it's above like this. And I'm sitting like this. And so you just see roll.
Dude.
Right here. And I'm like, that is what you picked as the clip cover.
That's so brutal.
It's so mean.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
So that's what did it for me. Was the clips. And I wasn't getting mean comments, you know. It was only about the things I was saying. But
dude, was it Jordan had such a funny thing about like a clip she got in trouble for, like people were upset, and she posted another clip being like, yeah, but nobody called me fat, so I was like, I'm killing it. Like, that's so funny.
It's so true.
Yeah,
it's
but like, it really is like the first thing that people go for. Yeah, I was like, as soon as people start commenting on this and being like, girls aren't funny, dumb slut, I'm gonna be like, yes,
I know. I look great. Yeah, I shouldn't vote. Yeah. No, that's, I get so it. I know, but it's it can happen really quick when you're like super, but I'm also, I feel like I have a lizard brain in that I get obsessed with something for a certain amount of time. So it was an obsession.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's cool that you're healthy too, you know what I mean? It's like you got to just feel good and like be fucking really kind of operating on all cylinders. Yeah. Like I remember it, like in the past when I was like really into like running and stuff, it was like, oh, you just feel like clear headed. You feel like there's less like gunk in your body.
Yeah.
You ever
yeah.
take a poop after you work out where you're like, that must have been crusted on the upper for like like years. You know yep. what I mean? You're like, this is a, it's like carbon dating something where yep. I'm like, that is a poop from another period, but you just moved your body around so much that you like shook it out.
Yeah.
And you're like, I should probably be doing this all the time.
Yeah. This was last year's poop.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Feels great. You're like, I lost a pound. I'm going to weigh myself again. Sometimes I do that. One time I got so obsessed that I weighed myself after I donated blood.
Oh my God. Holy fuck.
I was like, ooh, she lost a liter.
Holy shit,
that
dude.
That was peak of being crazy.
Yeah.
And then I met my goals and I was like, okay, we don't have to do that anymore.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, it's a sickness. But yeah, now damn. We're much better. Therapy helps.
Yeah.
But... yeah, now I think I weigh like 147 and I'm fine with that.
Damn, that rips, yeah. dude.
Yeah, it's
and also you fine. Look like, and I hope I don't make you uncomfortable. I'm not trying to like pick apart your body. But muscle is so lean and dense mm-hmm. that it's like I would never have even guessed that, but it's gotta be probably I'd imagine a lot of your weight is muscle too. Yeah. It's just like compact as fuck.
Yeah, and plus I got soccer legs, so they're never gonna be ooh. Small. Like my ass and my thighs are never gonna be tiny. Like I'll never have a thigh gap just because I've built so much muscle over years and years of playing soccer that it'll never go away. It can just get more toned.
Interesting.
Yeah. Which I'm fine with.
Damn. Yeah. I like realized that about my body shape too, is like even at my thinnest, I'm still like, I'm never going to be like twiggy. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, yeah, there is just like a body type that's like lanky that I like don't have.
Yeah.
Everyone in my family is like, cute little short with a fat ass.
Yeah.
That's all the women. And it's like, yeah, when you're a kid in that Tumblr era, you're like, I just want to be like 90 pounds. And then now I'm like, no, that kind of rips, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it's also like, I keep getting DMs now being like, you're getting too skinny. You're getting too skinny. And I'm like, I'm stronger than I've ever been in my fucking life.
Wait, women are saying this to you or men?
Both. Yeah.
So women being concerned and men being like judgmental?
Well, it's more because my old jokes were like, I could carry a fridge.
Uh-huh.
And so now they're like, no, you can't do those jokes anymore. You're too thin. And I was just like, no, I have a better chance of carrying a fridge now than I did when I was telling those jokes.
Yeah.
Because I'm like twice as strong as I was. I can do pull-ups now. You
That's
know what I mean?
Crazy, dude.
Yeah. And before I was like, I wasn't even close.
That's
so
sick.
Not even close.
Do you feel like you could take a man in a fight?
No.
A man that was not training like you, though.
I mean,
I'll bleep the name. Do you think you could take men in a fight?
Oh, for sure. There are certain men that I know I could, you know, but I also don't like to hit people.
Yeah.
So
just cats.
My instinct just cats. I like to throw those against the wall. Don't come after me, PETA. I don't know what your listenership is.
I don't know. It's going to be just, you know, I really don't know either.
Yeah.
Because some of it is like people who are here from Ashley's podcast who like kind of followed me. And then some of it is, I think, people who found it organically or maybe liked our stand up. It's kind of a fun mishmash. It also, it's like, we'll go on YouTube and I'll ask for analytics and it's like, your audience is too small for us to run data. Like, this is literally like not a sample size. So yeah. I don't know. It's kind of just a few people hanging out.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thanks for hanging. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I what were we talking about? I forgot.
Fucking cats, PETA. Oh, you're asking if there's PETA
people.
Oh, if
I could take them in.
If oh, I could take them in. Yeah. Or do you feel like safer being like,
yeah,
I could fucking fight back.
I could fight back.
That's
the thing. But I also like my instinct isn't to hit someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that if they hit me first, if they get me, they got me. I wouldn't be like, okay, time to fight. You know, I'd be like, oh my God, okay, I guess I have to fight. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it depends. But I could pin people.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. That feels good. Yeah.
I heard like Taekwondo as a kid. I was so bad at it.
I mean, Taekwondo's hard.
Yeah.
Also, it's all slow and shit.
Yeah.
Who's winning at Taekwondo? Like Taekwondo, you look at it and you're just like, yeah, ha! Like
it's like all these things in this order. Yeah. It's like
how do you not see it coming? Until you're like the fucking best at it, you're not winning any fight Taekwondo.
Yeah.
No yellow belt is winning a fight.
Hilarious.
You know what I mean? But a boxer, it's like if you know you can learn like within two lessons how to throw a punch and protect yourself.
Damn.
You should come to a boxing class with
me. Dude, it kind of would be so fun. I would love to join the cool girls group.
Yeah, I have a buddy pass. You should come.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That would be sick, dude.
Okay, let's
do it. I'd love that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We'll pick a day. It's in the morning. You have to come like 12:30.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like 8 a.m. or something from Crown Heights.
No. Caitlin doesn't do 8 a.m. anymore. No. I don't wake up until 11 every day.
I mean, you gotta if you're a comic. It's like, otherwise you won't sleep. Yeah.
I know. Steve wakes up at 8 a.m.
Holy shit, really?
He meditates, and then he writes, and then he doesn't eat until noon.
God damn.
It's insane.
Wow.
He's a crazy person.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's inspiring.
Yeah, you guys are both, like, disciplined as fuck.
In different, very different ways. He's, like, trying to be better at the thing that makes him money, and I'm just trying to be vapid. I'm being vain, and he's being, like... filled with honor. And I'm like, look at my abs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's a noble pursuit.
Thank you.
And I admire it.
I admire you. You're so funny, Maddie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're so funny. And you're so young.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
You're gonna be big. She's gonna be big, baby.
Oh, back at you, bitch.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why that was like a norm. Back at you. You floozy or everything.
Hey, comedy. Who's a slut? You.
Well, dude, where can people find you? You got an album out right now?
I got an album out called Dirty Bird.
Let's go.
Come see that. You can listen to it for free on Spotify. I don't need the money. Yes, I do. Please, God, buy the album. It doesn't matter. Dirty Bird. I am on the road, CaitlinPalufo.com. I'm also on Punch Up Live. Do that. Get tickets. Come see me because that helps a lot. Buy a sticker. And I'm at Instagram at CaitlinPalufo. Caitlin with a C because I'm not a trash bird.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's it.
Follow Caitlin. Come see her on the road. She's the fucking funniest, dude.
She's okay. I was okay last night. It was okay. Yeah, they were not feeling me last night. That was wild. Anyway, it was fine. I was in my head. I'll tell you after. Anyway, I'm fine. I'm good. You should come see me. See.
She killed. Go see Caitlin. I'm on Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener. And Kenyon is at Kenyon Comedy. And most importantly, we're on the Patreon. Patreon.com/phone is in the bag. Lowest tier is $2 a month, and you get a bonus episode every single week. So what more could you fucking wish for, you know? I'm also on the road. This, I think, will be out before I come to Wilmington, North Carolina.
Fun.
26th through the 28th. 8th, I believe. But get tickets to that. Dead Crow Comedy. And yeah. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.